We are on Dalet Amud Beis. Again, another really, really easy Gemara. I think it's an important Gemara to memorize also, to try some Tupai mnemonic technique. I'll give you a simple one today that we sort of went to more advanced just before the even basic linking system. But but basically, this Gemara is quite easy. We had the drushas already of yireh, yira'eh, right? The idea of, you know, you shall see, he shall see the way he shall be seen. We've actually mentioned it twice. We mentioned it yesterday, and we mentioned it on the first Talmud. So Rav Huna kimati lahaikra yireh, yira'eh. When Rav Huna came to this pasuk that says he shall see, and it's read that he shall be seen, bachi, he would cry. Amar, he would say to himself, Eved Shirabo Metzape Lo Liroso. If an Eved is so beloved to his master, that his master looks forward and yearns to see him, Yisracha Kimenu, how could it be that the master suddenly distanced himself from the servant? How could it be? Dechtiv, because it says that Hashem is going to reject the servant. Kisavo Lirot Panai, Mi Vikesh Zos Miyadchem Ramos Chetzerai. When you come to appear before me, who asked you this? Mi zot miyachem. Who asked you this from your hand? Ramos chetzerai, to trample in my courtyards. A pasuk in Yishayahu. The idea that you now thinking that you should just show up after everything you've done. You should just show up. So he was crying from this pasuk whenever he heard the yireh, because there once was such a fondness and excitement of God seeing us, and now it's like as though God doesn't want to see us. Rav Huna kimati lahaikra, bachi. When Rav Huna got to the following pasuk, he would cry. So Rav Huna cried by Yira, and Rav Huna is going to cry by this pasuk. It says, "Vezavachta shlamim v'achalta sham." You shall shech the shlamim, and you shall eat it there. Vezavachta shlamim v'achalta sham in Dvarim. You shall shech the shlamim and eat them there. Evet shiram zav shlomim. A servant is so beloved that the master longs for the servant to eat at his own table. Yisrachik menu. How could it be the master suddenly makes himself far from him? Dechtiv, because it says, Lamali rov zivchechem yomar Hashem. What do I need all your karbanos, says Hashem. What do I need all this stuff for? That's also Yishayahu. But that's, you understand what he's saying, Hashem? You want to do whatever you want and then just bring karbanos? I don't need that from you. I don't want that. Get away from here. You understand? That's what you think you could, you know, hurt your spouse and then just bring a gift. Everything. The master doesn't want it. He's not interested. You don't care. And therefore, the kabbonis become worthless. It's important, pasuk, to remember. Lamali rov zivchechem. You have to remember the trees for the forest in Judaism. You have to remember the point was not the halacha. The point was not the mitzvah. The point was the relationship and loyalty to Hashem. The mitzvahs and the halachas are a hecha timsa to get there. But don't start following your halachas when you have no interest in being obedient to God. Like you're, the whole thing's backwards if you have no interest in a relationship with Hashem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the only way to be obedient to God is to follow the mitzvah.
It stands for. The word mitzvah is tzavsa. It means a relationship with Hashem. If a person is not interested in that, is not interested in Judaism, it's called orthoprax as a category. Orthoprax now, where you follow the laws of Judaism, but you have no interest in the beliefs or anything of it whatsoever. God is saying, you have to remember the ultimate purpose, to be good to each other, to have a relationship with me. Then the mitzvahs take on meaning, and the halachas take on meaning, but it can't be the opposite order. Rabbi Lazar kimata lahai kra bochi. When Rabbi Lazar got to this following pasuk, he would cry. It says, "V'lo yachol achav la'nasasa ki nevalu b'nav." His brothers could not answer him. This is Yosef's reaction. Yosef's brother's reaction when he revealed himself. "Lo yachlu achiv la'nasasa ki nevalu b'nav," because they were astounded before him. So ma tochecha shel basar v'dam, if the rebuke of a human being has this reaction that the people were in shock, tochecha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al achas kama v'kama. How much so the tochecha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that? So far we've had three crying psukim where somebody's cried. Two from Rav Huna. The first one, Rav Huna cried about the yira that God wanted us to appear, and now he's not interested in us appearing. Number two, God used to want us to eat shlomim with him, korbanos with him. Shlomim is a korban that's eaten partially Kohen and partially God. It's shared. Right? He doesn't want that anymore from us. Number three, Rabbi Lazar cried about where Yosef's brothers couldn't answer him. If they couldn't answer him from the Musar, how are we going to answer God? Rabbi Lazar, here's a second Rabbi Lazar. It's going to be 2-2. Rabbi Lazar, kimati lahai kra bachi. When he came to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel says to Shaul, Lama hir gaztani lasati. Why did you disturb me to raise me up? Remember, Shaul was already that Shmuel was already dead, and then Shaul called him up through sorcery and witchcraft, dark arts. He brought him up. He says, why'd you bother me? So Ma Shmuel at Tzadik Ayar, so if the righteous Shmuel was fearful of judgment over here, meaning, what was he afraid of? Meaning, judgment. What is it talking about? So he couldn't get any answers from the Urim V'Tumim, Shaul, so he had to go to Shmuel. He thought the few sorcerers who were left, and he raised the spirit of Shmuel from the beyond, and pulled him up. So Ma Shmuel at Tzadik Hayah Misyarim, Shmuel was worried that this would come out against him. So Anu Al Achas Kam, how much more so we should be worried for Din? You should stop and ask yourself, what was Shmuel worried about? He didn't do anything. He was sleeping. Shaul called him up. Why was Shmuel worried? Shmuel, my hey, what was he worried about? What are we talking about? Dechtiv, because it says V'tomar Isha El Shaul Elohim Reiti Olam, that and the woman said to Shaul, I saw a great man coming up from the earth. Right? That's how to read. I saw a great man coming from the earth. Olim is plural. They were coming up, right? It says Olim. They were coming up. Plural. Two people come up. Chad Shmuel. One was Shmuel. V'idach. And the other one was Moshe. The Azul Shmuel v'altia Moshe l'ade. For after he was brought to, Shmuel went and brought Moshe with him. Amrle. In explanation for doing that, Shmuel said to Moshe, Dilma chas v'shom l'dinim esboi. Maybe God forbid the reason I'm being called up is I'm being summoned to judgment. He didn't know why he was being called up at first. Kumbahade, so stand next to me. The Leka Milsa de Kustva Baraisa de Lokiamta, for there's no law that you have not written that I have not fulfilled. There's no law that you have written in the Torah, and therefore you're giving me my testimony. You know that I kept every single thing. So Shmuel, who was so perfect, yet was upset that, right? You see what this Gemara is doing? Why was Shmuel upset he was called up for this sorcery? What does he care? Are we worried that we ruined his sleep? What are we worried about?
What? Well,
so Shmuel, yeah, that's the Gemara's interpretation. Shmuel's fear is that why'd you bother me? Because now they're going to look through everything I've done all over again. And maybe the judgment might not come out the same. So let me get Moshe Rabbeinu, who could testify that everything I've done was, I'm with him.
That's what he's assuming.
I'm with him. I'm with that one over there.
Why should he be
the point that we take from this, though, in whichever way why Shmuel was panicking or not, you see a guy like him who was so perfect was going to, possibility of judgment, was freaking him out. How much more so us? We should be nervous. Now, Rav Ami kimati lahai krabachi. Now, here's the fifth person. Rav Ami, third person, fifth cry. Rav Ami came to the following pasuk. He cried. It says, Yitain ba'afar pihu. This is in Eicha. We just read this. Yitain ba'afar pihu ulai yesh tikva. Let him put his mouth to the dust. Maybe there's hope. So Amar, Rav Ami would say, kule haivu ulai, all this suffering and only maybe there's hope? The guy's got to put their mouth to the dust, and only after that, that's all, they just get an ulai. How uncertain is our faith? Is our fate? How uncertain is our fate? Rabami has another cry. Rabami kimati lahai kra bachi. When he got to the following pasuk, he cried, Bokshu tzedek, bokshu anava, ulai tesatru biyom af Hashem. Look for righteousness, look for humility. Perhaps you will be hidden on the day of Hashem's wrath. That's Tzafanya. We rarely quote from Tzafanya in the Gemara. So Amar kule haivu ulai. You're going to seek righteousness, you're going to seek humility, and only maybe, again, ulai, that word. So two drushas from Rav Ami of the ulai drushas. Rav Asi, now we get one from Rav Asi. Rav Asi ki mati lahai krabachi, right, when he got the following pasuk, he would cry. Sinu ra ve'ove tov, hate bad and love good, v'itzigu bashar mishpat, and establish justice by the gate. Ulai yechanin Hashem tzvakos, maybe God of hosts will grant favor to those that are left. All that, and maybe ulai? So Rav Ami is really conceding to Rav Asi's, he's really agreeing to Rav Asi's point on that one. Okay, Rav Yosef kimati lahaikra. Rav Yosef, when he got to the following pasuk, he would cry. So just as a review, to be able to get this structure of how many we have so far here, it's actually quite an easy Gemara. You have, again, let's look back. You have Rav Huna crying about Yira Yira. Right, that the Yira Yira that God doesn't want to see you up there. You have Rav Huna crying about the God doesn't want to eat shlomim with you anymore, korbanos with you. You have Rav Elazar crying about the pasuk by Yosef, they couldn't respond anymore. How much more so? We're not going to have a response. Rav Elazar crying about Shmuel being pulled up, afraid of judgment. We have Then we have a little interlude about explaining what Shmuel was upset about. Then we have Rav Ami crying about Yitain Afar Piu Ulai Yishtikva in Ulai Drasha. We have Rav Ami crying again about another Ulai Drasha. Rav Asi, I'm not going to give him as the seventh spot to memorize. I'm going to call him 6.5 because Rav Asi is really just backing up what Rav Ami just said. Rav Yosef now, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, "V'yesh nispe belo mishpat." There is one who gives in without mishpat. Okay, there's one who gives in without mishpat. Those who die, there's those who die with no sins in their hands, and so their death is without any justification. That's what it means. There's no justification for their death because they had no sins. So mi ikadalzu, is there anyone who leaves this world that's not at the right time? In, yes, ki hadar av bibi barabaye, have shachich gabe malach hamavis. The malach hamavis frequently visited him, right? The malach hamavis, the Gemara is going to give you an example, but the example took place during the second base of Mikdash, and it's long before Rav Bivi lived, says Tosfos. So Amr le l'shluchei, on one occasion, the Malach HaMavis said to his messenger, Zil Aisi Miriam Megadla Seyar Nasheu, go and bring me Miriam, the one who braids women's hair, right? Meaning go and take her life. Okay, Azal Aitile Miriam Megadla Dardiki. By accident, the Malach HaMavis makes a mistake, right? Went and instead brought him Miriam, the caretaker of young children. Amrle, the Malach HaMavis said to the Shaliach, Ana Miriam Megadla Seyar. I told you to go bring Miriam, the braider of women's hair. Amrle, the agent said to the Malach, E Hachiadre, if so, I'm going to return this Miriam back to life. Amrle, Malach HaMavis says, Hoyal Va'aitzel Avizim, since you already brought her, let her be counted among the dead. She's here already. Don't just pop her back in. Elahechib. So you see, someone was able to be taken early. So Rav Bibi asked the Malach HaMavis, Hechi Achaltala, how were you able to take her? Have a Nikita mitara biyade. So there was a reason to get her. She was holding a poker in her hand. Vahave kashagra, and she was extending it. Umacharia tanura, and she was cleaning out the oven. And shakalta vanachta gabe dechar, and she then removed the poker from the oven and put it by her foot. Kadacha veisra mazla. She burnt herself, and in that burning, she hurt her mazel. Vaaitusa, and therefore I had an in to bring her. So Amr le Rav Bibi Bar Rabbi says to the Malach, Aisa l'cho reshus l'men, you have permission to do such things? Amr le lo k'siv, don't you have a pasuk? V'yesh mist b'lo mishpat. There are those who give in without justice. So Amr le Rav Bibi said back to the Malach, V'aksiv dor holech dor ba. A generation goes and a generation comes. That there's got to be a lot of times. So Amr le the Malach said, Dareni le'ana, I take those souls with me, ad demal le'adre, until they completed their time. So there's a waiting room for those who came up too early, but they're not done yet. They got to finish their time. It's a gadita. This is full of gadita. You have to assume this stuff's full of gadita. What happened? The pasuk says you have to take people dor holech dor ba. Everybody's got to get their full time. And yet you're saying you take people early. Okay, he says, I put them in a waiting room. I don't actually take them to my place yet. Once their time runs out, then I take them into my place. Let's stop there for now. Let's review now because we did a lot here. Rav Huna, okay, so let's do some good memory here. Rav Huna kimati lahaikra yira yira'e bachi. He would cry. Amar Evit shravat levizvah menu. Evit wanted to see his master. He said, "Dichtiv kisavol liras panai mi bigosh bevachem ram." Who requested you to be here in this with your hand trampling on my chater? Okay. Rav Huna then kimati lahaikra zach tashlem achal tram Evit shravat lachol shalocha yirachi. She distanced from him, right? As it says, "Lamali rovshem." Why do I need all your korbanos? So I'm going to picture number one. We're going to do linking. We're link one to the other. First, I'm going to picture a servant. That's the first one. So I'm going to picture a servant, like with chains and everything, who gets, the master shoos him away. Then after he shoos him away, so the second image I'm going to think there is that he takes with him a big shlumim in his hand. He's running out with a shlumim. The master doesn't want to eat with him. Yeah, that's the first case. Why does he shoo him? Now, so that's number two. Now, number three, Rabbi Lazar, Kimati Lahaikra, the brothers could not answer him because they were afraid of him. So we have this slave who's running. He's holding on to a shlumim. As running, holding on to a shlumim, he falls and drops it on Yosef's multicolor coat. So you now have Yosef in your head. That's number three, right? If this is what Tochacha Basar Vadam did, Tochacha Vakarish Baruch Hu Alachas Kam Vakama, how much more so? Rabbi Lazar, Kimati Lahaikra, when Lazar got to the following pasuk, he cries, V'yomer Shol Al Shol, Lamir Gastani Lasosi, why'd you anger to get me up? So now that Yosef has the shlumim all over his outfit and he's all upset, he wakes up Shmuel to smack the Eved for getting the food all over him. Shmuel's upset why they woke him up. Now Shmuel at Tzadik, who was Mesiara min Adin, Alachas Ana, us, Alachas Ka, how much more so we should be afraid of Din. Shmuel Mai, how do we know Shmuel is afraid of Din? He says, Vayomer Yishal Shol, Elokim Re'iti, Olim, Olim. I saw this great person coming up. Olim is plural, Trey Mash with two people, Chav Shmuel Ve'idach, and with him, the Azel Shmuel Ve'aiti Lemoshe, went and brought Moshe Bahade. Armel Adil Machas Shalom Dinim is Bani, maybe even called Din, Kum Mahade, the Lake of Mils, the Ksiv Reis, the Lokayam Tavi. He brought him with him to show him, look, there's nothing that's written in your Torah that I did not fulfill. Okay, so Ravami Kimatalek, then comes the fifth one. So Yosef woke up Shmuel, and he's all upset. When he got to this pasuk, Yitem be'afar piu, Shmuel's all upset, and he shoves dust in the guy's mouth who woke him up. Yitem be'afar piu, put afar in your mouth. Ulai yesh tikva. What? Kule hai v'ulai, all that and just maybe? Rav Ami kimati laikra b'achim. He got the following pasuk, he cried. Bikshu tzadik, bikshu anava, ulai tistara b'yom. Right? Request righteousness, request humility, maybe you have a shot. So the guy who has the dust in his mouth now falls to the floor. Humility. He falls to the floor pleading for forgiveness. Of ulai, all that and just ulai. So Rav Yossi backs that, Rav Asi backs up Rav Ami with the following. Sinu rav o veto vehitzigu b'shar mishpat ulai yechanan Hashem. Elokei tzvokos. Kula hai, and just ulai. Rav Yosef kimati lahai krav v'yesh nispa below mishpat. There's someone taken without justice. So they pull off this guy who's on the floor, who's got the dust in his mouth. They take him off to court, and they skip the court process and they just arraign him, and that's it. Amar mi ikadazel, is it possible that someone could leave before their time? In, yeah. Ki ha rav bibi barabai, havishkich, the Malach HaMavis was already always around him. Amar le l'shlucha, he said to his messenger, zil aitli Miriam magad l'ser, go and bring Miriam who does the hair. Nashayo, the women. Azil aisi la Miriam magad l'dardiki, then instead brought Miriam who raises the little children. Amar la ana Miriam magad l'ser, I told you, you fool, I want the Miriam who works on the hair of the Nashayu. Amr al Khay said to Amr al Khay, Amr lay, Iha, Khiadral, return her back. Amr lay, now, Hoyal of Aitse, now they already brought her. You know what? Lehavili Minyana, let me put her in my count. Elahechi Yachalta, Lahavi. So, yeah, Rabbi Barbai says, how are you able to take her early? So he says, I had an in, because Hava Nikita, she was doing something, by the way, it's trying to show you that when you do something dangerous, you hurt your muzzle. Hava Nikita Miss Arabiyada, she was holding a poker in her hand, Vahave Kashagra Machavitan, she was going, sticking it and cleaning out the oven. Shekalta Vanachta Gabi Dechar, when she took it out, the poker, she dropped it on her foot. Kadacha, it burned it, Viss Ara Mazlan, she hurt her muzzle. The I to say, and therefore I was able to bring her. So Amr Le Abayi Barabai, Islachu Rishusla, you can do that. It's before her time. Amr Le Lok Si Vayesh Nispa. The angel says back to him, yeah, don't you know? You guys have a pasuk. It says there are some who succumb without justice. Amr Le, but it says also Dor Holech Dor Ba. The generation's got to have a complete generation. Amar Darina Lu Ana Ad Malar. No, I keep them around, draying around. I don't give it to the gatekeeper of death yet. I keep them. His name was Duma, by the way. Yeah, his name is Duma. And they take the dead. I don't give it over to Duma yet. I have her dray around Ademalula Ladara until they right fit Ademaladara, right? Vahadar Mishamale Laduma. And therefore then I go pay it off to Duma. But Amalei Sof Sof Shnei Amaya Varati, what do you do with those years? Right? What happened? Those years though are still counted by God. What are you gonna do with them? So he says, Amar Iikit Surba Mirabonan. You know the phrase Surba Mirabonan. Right? Tzur Merabonin, here it is. Amar Ikat Tzur Merabonin. If there's a young rabbinic scholar, Dema'ava Mamile, who is a forgiving person, Mavir, he's over on his midos. He's a forgiving person, Mosif Nalei, I add the years to him, Bahave Khalife, and he becomes the replacement of that time. Have Khalifa, he becomes the replacement of that time. Right. Yeah, the Gemara does mention, indicate sins. Yeah. Right. Very good. I agree with that. Right. You could hurt your schusim also through going down a terrible road, a dark road, Averus. And of course, you could hurt it by playing with things that are not safe for you. You're playing with death. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't seem that she was honest over here. It seemed that it burned her, not because she did something dangerous. She was cleaning out the oven. Right, correct. An interesting tosis on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Have Shchiach Gabe Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis was common to be by her. The Mesaper Mashi'ir Lo Kfar Hai De'uv De Miriam Magdalena Shir Bayesheni. Told the story of what already happened in the Bayesheni, right? The Miriam Magadla Sear. Ha'isa Imo Shel Ploni. She was the mother of certain Ploni. Who's Ploni? She was the mother of Ploni, Miriam Magdala. Mother of Ploni. That's a Tosa. She was the mother of Ploni. We'll stop there for today.